Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is October the 6th, 2015. It's a Tuesday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about collocations. Collocations are very important in the English language and in the learning of English language, because if you know a number of collocations, then your English will sound much more natural and it will help when you are communicating with native speakers of English. So today I'm going to speak basically about two important words for business English. One of the words is contribution, and the other word is request. I'm going to show you, give you some tips about how to use those words in business English, well, not only in business English, but generally speaking. Of course, these words, they often appear in business language, so then it might be also useful for those who are studying business English. So before I start, I would like to remind you that there are other episodes about collocations. One of them is episode 11, which I recorded, I think, back in March or April 2014. It's still available. Just go to the webpage of this podcast at pod.followenglish.com.br. There is a search box there. You can add the search item, and so just add collocations and you will have a list of results. That was episode 11, the first one about collocations. It gives an overview. I give lots of examples of how to detect collocations in a text. I give an example. I do that live. Let's say I read the text. And then episode 35, how to greet people. There are lots of collocations that we use when we greet people. Then we have episode 43, collocations with the verb have, and episode 44, collocations with the verb take. So in those two episodes, I give a few examples of how to use productively those words, considering the idea of collocations. And finally, on episode 46, the title of the episode is The Difference Between Make and Do. Then I talk about collocations with the verb make and do. But of course, in this case, I also talk about other differences between these words. So this time, I'm going to go directly to the first word, which is contribution. So contribution spelled C-O-N-T-R-I. B-U-T-I-O-N. Let me show you here. I'm also videoing this episode, so in case you want to watch the video, you just go to the webpage and then you will be able to see the video, which I'm recording now live. All right, so the verb that is used, what's the meaning of contribution, first of all? Contribution means something that helps or that causes something else to increase, you know, or to improve. So a contribution. Some adjectives that we combine with contribution are important contribution, significant contribution, big contribution, enormous, great, huge, major, meaning very important, major contribution, strong, substantial contribution, or even negatively speaking, minor, modest, small contribution. Well, we also have some other words here which are also which are good, let's say, in terms of meaning, positive meaning. Invaluable contribution, positive contribution, useful contribution, and even valuable contribution. Other than that, we still have notable and outstanding. This is a list of common adjectives that can be combined with contribution to form productive use. And many of these, they sound very business-like. For example, when you make a major contribution to the development of the company. Yeah. But all right, let me read some other examples here. Ah, by the way, the verb to be used in this case is the verb make, as I have just given an example. So he made a major contribution to peace in the region. Or we like to think that we are making a positive contribution to society. We like to think that we are making a positive contribution to society. So these are good examples of how to use contribution when it means help. There is a second meaning for the word contribution, and the meaning is, it's a synonym of money. So money given to help pay for something. So in this case, contribution is combined with some different adjectives. And these adjectives, I'm going to give you four. By the way, I'm using Oxford Collocations Dictionary for Students of English. This is the new edition, but that's the name of the edition, basically, because I bought this dictionary back in September 2002. It's still, it's great. Of course, probably if you buy a more recent one, you will have more collocations or, let's say, a wider range of, but this is still very useful. So make a contribution to something. If you want to include a preposition here, you should use the preposition to make a valuable contribution to science. I had forgotten to talk about that. Now I'm going back to the second meaning of contribution, which is money given to help pay for something. And in this case, the four adjectives would be generous. He made a generous contribution, a large contribution, or a small contribution. Still, we can also use voluntary contribution. We rely entirely on voluntary contributions, meaning that we depend entirely on money coming from volunteers or. Not necessarily volunteers in this case, but, well, volunteer money. Moving on, there is a second way to use then, the second meaning. We have the verbs make, offer, and pay. These verbs can combine with contribution plus one of the adjectives that I've just given you. So to offer a generous contribution, or to pay a large contribution. And in this case, the preposition again is to or even towards. So if you're watching it on video, I'm showing you here the two structures on the board. So to make a contribution to something. So to make a special contribution to something, or make, offer, pay a generous contribution to or towards something. That was the second meaning of contribution. Now moving on to the word request. Let's move on. Let's discuss the meaning of request and talk about the collocations and make lists of collocations. So a request is when you ask someone to do something for you. This is basically the meaning of request. And the adjectives that combine with a noun request are special request, reasonable request, unreasonable request, formal request, official, polite, strange, unusual request, repeated request, urgent request, explicit, particular, specific request, or even written request. So these are some. And then the verb to be used, to make again. So to make a request, so to make a special request, to make an unusual request. You can also use put in or submit. You can submit an urgent request. Then after that, we have the verbs get, have, and receive. So this is for the people on the other side, let's say, the people who have to do something in order to comply with the request, let's say, or to respond to the request. So get, have, and receive. And finally, the verbs agree to, comply with, like I've just given you the example, grant, respond to, refuse, reject, turn down, that's a good phrasal verb to remember, turn down a request, and finally repeat a request. So again, you can combine the two, I mean the verbs that I have given you and the adjectives. You could say, for example, he made a polite request, or I have put in a request for a verb with a view of the sea, or we've had repeated requests for a pedestrian crossing near the school. These are some examples on how to use request. Finally, there are three bonus collocations at somebody's request. So at Queen Elizabeth request, or available on request, to be available on request, when something is available when you need it, so available on request, so if you go there and ask for it, they will provide it to you, and by popular request, which means that a lot of people need it or need something, and then as so many people are asking for it or for this thing, then by popular request, we are providing this service now for free, for example. So this is it. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can... by the way, a big... I would like to thank some of the people who are following me and are listening to the podcast. And then I would like to send special thanks to the people from Santa Cruz do Sul, from UNISC, a university there in Santa Cruz do Sul. Lots of new listeners from Saudi Arabia. Thank you so much. I hope you're learning something. France, Argentina, and Japan. These are unbelievable in the last 3-4 months, the number of people from these four countries. Well, not to mention the usual top 10 number of listeners of this podcast, which are from Brazil, United States, Australia, Spain, China, Japan. Japan is now in the top, it's number 6, let's say, in the top 10. Germany, Mexico, and Saudi Arabia and Canada. These are the top 10. So thank you so much. I hope you're all learning something. Keep studying, keep listening, and I'll see you all next time. Bye.